As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, right? DALE007 on Twitter. You can find me as well as the rest of the team on at Hootball Gaming on Twitter. You'll find all of our plays and such being submitted on hoop-ball.com. Make sure to check out the landing page, NBA news, team coverage, fantasy, DFS, and gaming. We got team coverage. We got podcasts. Got international player profiles, award-winning Hootball experience rankings. The Brewski 150 is going to be huge for this next fantasy basketball season. Hootball 360 will get you everything included in the premium side, the wager pass, the DFS pass and the fantasy pass, all for $12.99. A wager pass, $9.99. 33 cents a day, about less than a latte a day for picks from about 8 handicappers, 8 professionals. Today's show is going to be exciting. It's going to be brief. We've got a little bit of a smaller MLB card. There is some 11:15 Central baseball going on. I'm recording this a couple hours prior. Might have a tiny bit of overlay, but that's all right, because the early games I'm actually not going to be looking to have too many angles on. I'm just not entirely sure about them, and you know, I'm not looking to force too much right now. So I will be laying off of that. Today's music video, I want to talk about song/artist. It's an artist called Sir. It's capital S, lowercase I, capital R. He's got a song called John Redcorn. And the music video is in a style of King of the Hill. So that's cool in itself. The animation's tight. But Sir is very like California-ish. Like he is from the Compton area. He's done some features with Kendrick Lamar. He's not like a hard rapper. Like he's very artsy and R&B based. Like it's like almost alternative rap. Like some of his music could definitely be like some shoegaze pop, like softer indie stuff. His brother is a very talented musician also, a rapper named D Smoke. And yeah, so I would definitely check out that music video. It's pretty cool vibes. And Sir is a very talented musician. I like him. I will get into the MLB pronto stat right after I open with some NBA and get these playoff games talked about. Right now, Brooklyn's a 3-point favorite. We're underdog. The over-under's 234. I don't have like a huge opinion on this one, but I know Brew's got to play on it in the wager pass. I've got a lean. You know, Brooklyn as 3-point underdog is kind of ridiculous. They won last game by like 30-something without Harden. I'm not sure Milwaukee's got it in them. Brooklyn's got way too much firepower. Milwaukee missing the defense of DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo. I tried. So yeah, Brooklyn plus 3. Why not? The Clippers, the Jazz. I'm looking at a first quarter play on Utah just because of how successful they've been. Joe Osborne of Odd Shark, good, you know, a friend of the show. He put some stuff out in regards to postseason first quarters stuff, and I like it. Might even look at rolling over the total. The Jazz had a pretty bad scoring first quarter, first half in that first game. So I'm looking for some uptick in offensive opportunities. And I am really looking to go that route. Yeah. So I will be rolling those out in the NBA. I might incorporate a play or so in the 100 pick challenge. Right now I am 19-15-1. Not sure where I rank amongst the leaderboards, but I'm above 50%. Last night could have been a whole lot better. Went 3-2 very easily. Very easily could have, should have been 5-0. Aaron Gordon with a huge dud, 6 points. We were over 11.5 points on that total on that prop. I think he missed like 9 shots, and they were all really bad shots. And then Detroit losing an extra innings to the Mariners. That kind of sucked because they were winning the whole game. They were winning in the ninth. Top of the ninth, Mariners tied it. And that just kind of ruined it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The Mariners ended up scoring like 3 in the 11th, I think. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor, full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof, so that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. So, really close to a huge night. But overall, can't complain. Having a really, really good week. Having a great week within the Wager Pass. The results from last night were pretty astounding, too. could have been, like I said, it can always be better. I added a late loser, but also a late winner in the Angels team total over, but took the total in that game. So we had San Francisco under 8.5, San Francisco first five winning outright to go 2-0. We went 2-0 in the Oakland game, started our day 4-0. Milwaukee and Cincinnati over, we hit that, started our day 5-0. And then we went our first loss on Boston's team total, but then we hit over 9.5 in that game. So we are 6-1 with that. Detroit won the first five bet. So 7-1, Tigers money line loss, 7-2. Alec Manoa, Lance Lynn had a huge battle. And we went White Sox first five, which that hit. And the full game total under 8.5 hit. And then we lost, we split the Angels Royals plays, like I already said. So I think we almost had 10 wins last night. Then we had three losses. I need to do, you know, quick recap and everything, but yeah. And then the day, you know, 2 days ago we went 9-4. So on a nice little two-day burner here. Today's card, little slim. But anyways, NBA, that's where I'm at. Baseball, let's zip on through here. I got some tally site picks to make. The early games, I will graze them, but ultimately I'm going to move very quickly through them because, well, one of them's the Dodgers and the Pirates. I'm really not even going to touch that one. Mitch Keller's on the mound. Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. Dodgers obviously looking to win this one, get the sweep. Even the run line has minus 145 odds. Not a ton of value in this for me. Maybe over 8.5. Dodgers team total because Keller is pretty bad. But, you know, I just don't know. I'm going to go ahead and thank my praises and blessings because I got the Cincinnati over to hit by a hook last night. And it happened in the top of the ninth after trying to hit the over the game before, so I'm not looking to play a total in this game in Great America Ballpark. I got my over. I got what I wanted. I missed by a hook the night before or a couple of runs. It was pretty close, but the fact of the matter is I got out of this series 1-1 on total plays, and I'm going to keep it that way. Plus, Freddie Peralta's on the mound for Milwaukee. I looked at Milwaukee minus 125, but I have a hard time trusting them with their offense and being on the road. Castillo is pitching for the Reds today, which is another reason why I thought I might target them. But like I said, Milwaukee's offense, I'm not looking to back in any capacity anytime soon. Run line, money line, team total. I'll just kind of – and they're almost on my do not bet list because their offense is, you know, very hard to handicap. Atlanta, Philly, no thank you. I'm really not looking to touch this one. Ian Anderson, Zach Wheeler on the mound. There's a 7.5 total. No thanks. No, I'm good. Seattle, Detroit is at noon. And we've been all over this series. We only have one loser. We went 4-1 in our plays on this series, and I think we're just going to kind of keep it that way. Justice Sheffield, Tyler Alexander on the mound, two lefties, and under 9.5. Man, okay, you know what? We are going to make a play on this, I think. Under 9.5, these two teams struggle with lefties. This went to 11 innings last night. This is an early game. Yeah. ERAs are high for these pitchers, but look, they're going against some terrible offenses. Detroit's going to be banged up a little more. Candelario, their lefty hitter, is on the bereavement list, so he won't be. He won't be looking to be in this game. Harold Castro is also going to be out, which he's pretty talented against left-handed hitting, and he usually helps the Tigers out. Robbie Grossman, Schoop, and Eric Haas all hit pretty well against lefties. Seattle just, you know, if we got to avoid the Seattle power. But, you know, these offenses, they're pretty inefficient. So, fact of the matter is, 9.5 is a lot of runs. I don't see these two teams getting a 10, especially after an 11-inning game. And on the season, with how bad these offenses rank within metrics. So we did find a game or a play on the early game. So under 9.5. Okay, cool. And it had -110, -115 shade. Another game I don't have a huge opinion on. I'm just going to go ahead and get out of the way. San Fran, Washington, DeSclafani on the road. Max Scherzer is pitching for Washington. You know, my thinking is Washington could have offensive success against DeSclafani. He serves up dingers on the road. Washington has strong, powerful bats. -185 for Washington on the money line, over under 7.5. I have zero opinion on those two items. But look, sure, I've been having issues with backing or going against, you know, big name pitchers. Call it for what it is on this season. That's what's going on. So I'm not really looking to play this game. And if anything happens, I wouldn't be shocked with a Juan Soto homer, a Josh Harrison night where he has a good game. I wouldn't be shocked if DeSclafani gives up multiple home runs. So look for Washington's team total to be something that, you know, has value in it, but not something that I'm looking to really play. Stuff I am going to be looking to play, and I have not submitted my Wager Pass stuff yet, so some of these will be in there. For which of ones, we do not know. You do not know until you get a Wager Pass and until I load my plays. Houston, Boston. This series is just, it's a weird one. Last time around when they played each other, it was a weird one. Zach Greinke, Eduardo Rodriguez, the lefty on the mound. All right, short and sweet. There's a lefty on the mound. The Houston Astros are hitting. They have an offense. There's a lefty. We're going to Houston. Houston with the support of Zach Greinke. Houston going up against a lefty. A lefty in Eduardo Rodriguez that has a 5.59 ERA. There aren't any team totals set right now, but you guarantee you're hind in. I will be on the over of Texas's. I guarantee it'll probably be a 5 at least. Houston on the money line, -110 because of them going against a lefty. I know, it's just a crazy reasoning. I don't, you know. I'm also looking at over the total, Houston against a lefty. All right, I'm going to stop doing that. But seriously, Boston's bats, it is Greinke, but he's given up a couple runs at least in just about every start. He's susceptible in his own way, and Houston's offense is going to be rocking. You know, just double digits is definitely capable, even with Zach Greinke on the mound. Some first five numbers, I was going to look at some of those, but don't have any in front of me. A lot of this stuff, you know, it's still early. It's not even 10 in the morning. So a lot of the stuff, not exactly up. But yeah, I mean, Bogarts, Martinez, and Alex Verdugo all need to be big tonight, especially with a righty on the mound and Zach Greinke. Houston heavy. Colorado, Miami, Chichi Gonzalez, Trevor Rogers. Under 4 in the first 5, I think, is a very enticing play. Trevor Rogers, a dominant pitcher. Chichi Gonzalez can have some interesting off-speed stuff. He needs to settle in. His problem is he gets erratic randomly and early. That is a complete hold on my part. I don't have an opinion on a -$2.10 Miami favorite. I don't have any opinion on a 7.5 total. Colorado on the road, you know, you can't back them. Miami doesn't really have a big offense to speak of, but Trevor Rogers gives them such a big chance to win. Toronto, Chicago White Sox, I'm looking at another first five under perhaps here. Hinjin Ryu, Dallas Keuchel, two lefties going up against each other. Two offenses that are very, very potent within the first five. So this bet kind of scares me a little bit. But we do have some pitchers that, look, they do induce a lot of contact. And Keuchel hasn't been that great. His peripherals are bad. But contact. And, you know, these teams get outs. So as long as they're not home runs and we're just churning outs for the first half of this game, you know, I see it going full game under. But let's look at the first five. I went 3-0 in my first five plays yesterday, so I'm just kind of thinking that I might have something here in the lab. And we hit on the first five under play in yesterday's Toronto-Chicago White Sox game. Let's try to hit it again. New York Yankees, Minnesota. Yankees minus 135 is definitely something that sticks out to me in this one. Over under 11 is swelled from 10. It opened at double digits. It's still above double digits, and it's a higher double digit. I don't have any opinion. J.A. Happ, the lefty, is going to be on the mound. I love it. The Yankees are going to be feasting against a lefty. The offense is ticking right now. Yankees team total is something I'm definitely looking to dive in on. I got over 4.5 last night, and I hit it. Got King on the mound for the Yankees. This is a younger guy filling in right now for him because of the health issues, but he's doing what he can. He's got 3.62 ERA. J.A. Happ is old. He's aging. We saw it in his last start. We targeted him with the Royals. The Royals got like 5 runs off of him. I think the Yankees are a better offense than the Royals, and look at them go. Let's go on the Yankees tonight. Mike Minor, Frankie Montas, both with above 4.5 ERAs. Minor 4.84. Frankie Montas 4.52. Oakland is a straight out winner tonight, in my opinion. They're at minus 145. I will be taking that. Over 8 is also something I'll be looking at because, well, I think Oakland absolutely rakes tonight. I think that they are going to be looking at producing a bunch of runs. Kansas City's terrible about producing runs on the road. It's a night game. Kansas City's in the middle of this road trip. They just got swept by the Angels. I think they scored less than 10 runs that whole series, if I'm not mistaken. They only scored one run last night. Yeah, they scored one run twice. They've lost 5 in a row. They've scored one run in their last 5 games, 3 times. Yeah, lost the last 2 to Minnesota. And they cannot produce runs right now. One run, 3 runs, 1 run, 4 runs. That's their last 5. The Angels shut them down. The A's have played in 3 or 4 straight unders. But, you know, they're coming home. Home, they have a bit more potential to hit the over. Their last 10, they're 3-7. So, I mean, look, a lot of unders right now. I get it. But Montas and Minor, M&M is going to equal lots of runs. I'm looking at an Oakland team total. I don't think it's going to be up yet because this is going to be I think this is the last game. Not going to be up yet, but I will look at that team total because I like Oakland's position here. So, yeah, Oakland team total, looking at the over. Not sure which one of those are going to make it into the wager pass, but we will figure it out. That's going to wrap the MLB card. I told you it was real short. Short, sweet, to the point. We got college football season starting up in about 75 days, and I am stoked. I've got so much research to do, and I've got a lot of work and a lot of people to talk to. We're going to have some exciting guests on the show for you that are going to be able to give us some nitty-gritty details about their teams and their conferences. And Super Regionals this weekend. It starts tomorrow. So tomorrow's show, we'll probably have another little tidbit of college baseball. Women's World Series is going to a Game 3. OU won last night, and I was mistaken yesterday on the show. I forgot that when it gets to the last two teams, the loss is reset. It's not straight double elimination still. It's a best of 3. So that was my fault for incorrect reporting. But yes, we have essentially a game seven, an elimination game in the Women's College World Series between Florida State and Oklahoma. The Sooners, Lady Sooners are hosting Oklahoma City, of course, like I've mentioned it, hosting the 30th annual Women's College World Series. Okay, tune into that. Tune into the playoff basketball. Brewski's got some plays in the wager pass. We got a free chunk of a golf write-up for the Palmetto Championship up. Joe Campisi at Joseph BX Trader on Twitter has got up there. So check out his stuff. Check out hoop-ball.com. That golf article is just an example of what you get for free. This podcast is another example. Once again, I am at DALE007 on Twitter. Devin Ellington in real life at Hoopball Gaming is the motherboard. Don't forget us. And don't forget to be kind and be safe. I am sending you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.